Emblerblasten Gergen, Fuffenderblasten Schnurb Norbin. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Just about 9 after the hour, and we're talking it about Portland Weed Week. You can find out all about it at pdxweedweek.com. Starts this Wednesday, runs through Sunday, and the executive director's here in studio with us, Corey Ray. Welcome back, Corey.
Thank you for having me again.
So we were talking about the seminars that take place on Thursday and Friday. Tons of those. We'll get back to them in a second, but I don't want to leave the weekend out because the weekend looks awesome. Saturday, you've got something called the Taste of Terps Festival. What's going on there?
So it is what it sounds like, right? We've got a bunch of different vendors, some of Oregon's finest from around the state, who are going to be showcasing some of their products. So from concentrates to edibles to some of the finest flower. I know, again, TJ's Gardens, High Times said they had the finest tasting cannabis on earth with their TJ's Durban Poison. And so they're, you know, they're the presenting sponsor of PDX Weed Week, and they'll be there showcasing some of their products. And so a bunch of different other vendors will be there as well, showcasing, you know, just having a good time and reaching out to the consumers and showing appreciation for them as well.
Now, for the beginners out there, the new listeners, you might not know what terps are. We're talking about terpenes. You know, when we talk about cannabis plants, we often talk about THC. How potent is it? And then a lot of people now know about CBD, which, you know, helps the epileptic kids. And there's a bunch of other cannabinoids out there, but there are also terpenes, and they're not found just in cannabis plants. They're found in all sorts of plants. There's a terpene called limonene, which is found in citrus plants. Pinene, you find it in pine needles. Linalool, myrcene is found in hops. So is this going to be kind of emphasizing these different, you know, terpene profiles?
Exactly. One thing that TJ's was recognized for was not necessarily, you know, these buds having the highest THC content, because that's not what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's about their complete terpene profile. So, you know, having a complete profile will bring out different effects of the cannabis, will bring out different features of the cannabis from taste to smell. And so that's what it's really about in today's new cannabis environment, where people are, you know, there's artisan bud out there where people are really growing it in particular ways to bring out particular, you know, phenotypes. There are people who are connoisseurs out there who are looking for, you know, OGs or haze and they Girl Scout cookies, and they really know what they're looking for. You would be amazed. Some people hear it and they say, oh, you know, and then kind of, you know, goff and laugh. No, there are really connoisseurs out there who can really nail this stuff. And so it's becoming a real, I don't want to say, you know, insider's, you know, perspective, but really the terpenes is, my prediction for 2017 is that'll be your word in the cannabis space.
Well, yeah.
Terpenes.
I agree. We just, I just researched an article where I was getting into the difference between indica and sativa. And typically people think, well, indica is into couch. You're couch locked. It's the body high. And then sativa is more the head high. But as I did this research, there was some, there's some results now showing that myrcene, one of the terpenes, myrcene, the one they found in hops, if it's above 0.4%, it changes THC from a head high to a body high. So it just so happens most of the indicas have more myrcene, but it could be that it's the myrcene causing the indica than the indica itself. Fascinating stuff.
Sure. And these terpenes are, you know, housed in the trichomes
in
the trichome development. And so what's happening is a lot of people who are, you know, growing indicas, they don't want to, or excuse me, the sativas, they don't want to wait the entire cycle. You know, they're impatient. They won't take it, you know, the entire cycle. And so they might be, you know, cropping or harvesting a little bit early. And with the indicas, you know, it's perfect. It's right in their wheelhouse. They can take it in its complete cycle. And so they might be, you know, harvesting it maybe just on the back end. And so what you see when a more ripe trichome is maybe that more, you know, a couch lock effect.
Yeah.
And so that's why a lot of people might associate an indica with a couch lock effect, is because they're taking it through its complete cycle. Whereas a sativa, you know, they're harvesting it more at its, you know, more, when it's more ripe, when it a little bit early, because a lot of people don't want to take it a full 10 weeks or whatever the harvest cycle is for that particular strain. And so they're then generating the trichomes a little bit early, and it's getting you this more, you know, sativa like effect, if you will. So yeah, there's so much, you know, and really what's in those trichomes are these, you know, the development of these terpenes, these different ones that you described, which you nailed off the bat. My My speech on that.
I forgot beta carophylline.
There you go.
That's the only one I think I forgot. But
I got pining down.
Yeah, it's an amazing, and I think you're right. I think in the future what we're going to see is packaging and labeling that explains terpene contents, because that's going to give us a better overall idea of what something's going to do, especially when you recognize that something called, say, Durban poison may or may not be Durban poison.
Exactly. And so to get back to PDX Weed Week, one of the sponsors is Phylos Bioscience, and they're going to be presenting cannabis DNA testing. And one thing that we're going to find out here in the future, not so distant future, is going to be that people's credibility is going to be won or lost on these DNA tests.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to find out what these clones are, what these seeds are, what exactly the lineage of these particular plants are long before. So if somebody's calling it Durban poison, we're going to, as consumers, demand that we see the Phylos Bioscience report saying that it is Durban poison.
That's I'm so looking forward to that, because, you know, my old line, I'm from Idaho, where we had two strains, got some and don't.
Exactly.
Those days are over, man. We're going to be much more picky consumers, I think, as the future rolls on. Now, looking at Sunday, December 4th, Higher Consciousness Yoga. What's up with that?
That's right. So at Slaptown Cannabis Proprietors here in Portland, they're going to be, you know, they're part of the Weed Week events. And we just got some yoga going on where people can, you know, go get an early morning stretch in, get some exercise in with some like-minded people, enjoy an experience, you know, have a good time. It's Sunday morning, so it's a good way to, you know, start your Sunday, get off to a good week. And then later in the day, we've got the PDX Weed Week Exhibitors Fair, where we'll have, you know, a bunch of, I think about 30 different vendors showcasing, you know, anything from growing technology. Of course, we got samples there. It's free. That's, you know, that's why it's free.
Oh, that's why it's free. Yeah. Yes.
Got to be cognizant of the laws here. But and we also got Pitch Fest going on. So people who have a cannabis idea, business idea, they'll have a chance to pitch the ladies of the marijuana show.
Oh, I'm glad they're there.
Yeah, exactly. And so what they'll end up doing is they'll kind of be filtering through the best ideas, and the top four or five best ideas will go on to pitch a company called Acryl Capital, based out of San Francisco, who just started a cannabis incubator called Cannavator.
Okay.
And so they'll be awarding people seed money. So if it's an idea, it doesn't have to be developed, just an idea. And they'll be awarding people up to $50,000 and access into their accelerator with resources like, you know, mentorship, leadership, things like that.
So is the Pitch Fest part of the free cannabis classic, or is that?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay, absolutely. Great. So starting at noon Sunday, you got the Cannabis Classic Exhibitors Fair. The Pitch Fest is at 2:30. The Holiday Harvest Cup Award Show is at 7:00. So from noon on, it's free.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Otherwise, if you want to do the stuff like the yoga on Sunday or everything from Saturday on back, you need that $99 general admission ticket.
Exactly. So you want to go to the seminars, you want to go to the Taste of Terps Festival, you want to do some of these other activities such as the beer tasting, things like that. Definitely get an all access pass. But if you just, you know, Sunday is the day you want to go, you want to see the exhibitors, you want to enjoy the award show, it's absolutely free. It's on the house thanks to TJ's Gardens. They're underwriting this entire event. So we really appreciate their support.
Now, this is pretty phenomenal, because, you know, I do events all over the country, been doing this for over a decade. This is the first time I've seen a multiple event kind of week been put together. Are you planning on doing this in any other locations?
Yeah, that's our intention, to bring it to other locations. To really, what we're looking to do is bring the cannabis to community together, to share information, insights, and ideas through education, experiences, and entertainment. Mm. And so we have the education, right, for education. We've got the social events for entertainment. And we're bringing in the thought leaders who can share their experience.
Yeah.
It's really events like this and getting to network with people that is kind of the momentum generator that puts you above the, you know.
I love it. And for so many people out there that are listening in the non-legal states, they want to fly in, they want to visit, they want to see something like this. But when they look online at some of the events, number one, it's one event. And number two, it's, like you said, $300 to $600 just to get into the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to, once you throw a flight and hotels on top of that, you're over a grand.
Yeah, exactly. Airfare is not cheap. You know, rental cars aren't cheap. Staying in hotels isn't cheap. And so what we try to do is we try to make our ticket you know, the least expensive as possible. If we could, we would have found sponsors to underwrite the entire event and just made everything free. And that's our long-term goal. Right now, we just weren't as good as our jobs to get sponsors, I suppose.
It's still early. We still have the marijuana industry needs to build.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that point, I think, easily.
Yeah. And then hopefully it'll be free for everybody. And then we'll be able to come enjoy communities like Portland, come enjoy communities like San Diego or Anchorage, Alaska, or, you know, some of these more communities that are more open to having cannabis events such as this.
It's Portland Weed Week. You can find out more at pdxweedweek.com. pdxweedweek.com. Give you all the information. General admission $99. VIP $199 gets you into the Wednesday VIP infused dinner. Looking forward to that. And then this beer tasting, that's not a VIP thing, that's just general admission thing.
That's right. So you know, people can come check that out. You do have to have a pass to listen to the talk, which is by Elon from Coalition Brewery. But at 5 o'clock, the beer tasting's open to everybody. They're launching their CBD infused beer. So it's going to be a great event for anybody who, you know, is curious about cannabis and curious about really the future of beer. I know it's a huge market, whether it's cocktails, whether it's craft beer, infused beer. They're kind of made for one another. And so you'll see, you know, here in the future, a lot more breweries experimenting. But this is the first. I don't know of another brewery in Portland that's got a craft or a CBD infused beer. And I think it's hemp CBD, but still.
Still. We'll take it. That's fantastic. Corey Ray from PDX Weed Week. And, of course, the Northwest Cannabis Classic. That's happening on Sunday as part of the Weed Week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I know what that sound means.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma.
No, it's not. It's clearly 420 here in beautiful legal Potland, Oregon. Corey, I don't know if you know this, but under union rules, we're required to take a safety briefing right now.
Sounds amazing.
All right, let's get safe. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stick around.